So this past week, we called up the Monkey's Paw. That's a used bookstore in Toronto.
Monkey's Paw?
Well, we caught Stephen Fowler, the owner.
Okay.
Right in the middle of his workday.
Hi. Sorry.
But he took a few minutes to tell us about a remarkable addition he recently made to his store, a vending machine for used books. It was an idea that hit him a few months back.
Originally I thought maybe we would just have a refrigerator box and put a skinny assistant of mine inside and have him drop books out when people put a coin in. But
then he was hanging out with a friend.
A friend of mine, Craig Small.
Craig runs an animation studio in town.
And I mentioned the idea to him, and he said, well, forget it, let's just build one, real mechanical vending machine.
And for the past few weeks, that machine has been up and running. Stephen Fowler calls it the Bibliomat. It's coin-operated. It's about the size of a refrigerator. It's painted vintage pistachio green with chrome accents. And on the front, written in old-style lettering.
Every book is a surprise. No two alike. Collect all 112 million titles.
Now, it's also an easy way for Stephen to offload books from his dollar bin. And he says, imagine being a kid and walking up to this thing.
One kid I can think of in particular, very intense, physical little boy, not what you would necessarily consider the bookish type. He got a weird local history, probably 1940s or 1950s, local history book about Hamilton, Ontario. And apparently he's been carrying it around his house, you know, asking his mom, oh, you know, did you see where I left my Hamilton book? So, yeah, I don't know. It's like it completely re-injects the mystery into these old printed artifacts.
That's Stephen Fowler, owner of the Monkey's Paw Bookstore in Toronto. Of course, we couldn't let him go.
You want to hear it?
Without a demonstration.
Absolutely. I wonder if it would be best to put the phone on speaker. Okay, hold on just a second, please. All right, there you go. Hold on just a second. Let me dig it out. Okay, we got the shocking truth about water. I don't actually know what that is. I think it's some kind of a health book.
And you can check out a video of Stephen Fowler's Bibliomat book vending machine at our website, npr.org.